Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Carolyn here wanted us to do a background check on her neighbor.
You didn't say it right. Caroline.
Hey, Caroline.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you so much for doing this for me. This has been really great. So,
okay, what's going on that's shady with your neighbor that you really wanted to find out what they were all about?
Yeah, so I'm a single woman in my late 20s. I'm completely alone. I bought my first house all by myself. And I bought it in like this really beautiful, like secluded wooded area. There's just like a few neighbors. And my neighbor, he's a single guy, I believe, and he looks like maybe he's like in his late 50s, but I just get like really weird vibes from him, and like he takes like long walks and by my house, and I feel like he's watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And I get like the heebie-jeebies, you know, and I don't know. Like one time he walked past my house like multiple times a day. And I don't know. I just feel like I'm really proud of myself because I did this all by myself, but maybe I should have done more research beforehand and checked out who my neighbors were. Like, I don't know. I'm just feeling really uncomfortable. And that's why I was like, I have to call you guys and do the background check thing. I don't know. I'm hoping it'll give me some peace of mind and just maybe ensure my safety a little bit so I can, you know, get back to enjoying my first really big, like, adult thing that I did, you know?
How often do you have interaction with your neighbors that this would really be a big deal if we found something kind of shady on that background?
Great question. You know, we do live far apart. There's definitely like distance between each house. So it wouldn't be frequently at all. It's not like I would run over for a cup of salt or something, you know? So it wouldn't be frequent. I just think that it would, like, I would be able to watch horror movies again in my house.
Caroline, for you, like, what's the worst case scenario in your head? Like, when you see this guy walking past your house once, twice, seven times, in your head, like, what do you think is, like, the worst case scenario of him having in his... like, what is the worst skeleton you think we could find in his closet?
Yeah, I'm... just like that he murdered someone.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, hey. Yeah,
well, that doesn't get any worse than that.
Yep,
there's
yeah,
that.
That's pretty bad.
Are you, Caroline, are you a true crime fan?
I mean, I do. I do.
Okay.
I do love it. So I don't know. My anxiety is just kind of like out of control about it. So I don't know. But I also like was taught to trust your gut. You know, and if something feels off, maybe it's off. And so I want to kind of put this feeling to rest. So
would you say that this is common for you? Do you normally have these suspicions about people, or is this something that genuinely is like a this guy type of thing?
No, it's this guy. I mean, I'm a high functioning anxiety person, so I don't normally judge people when I'm seeing them, but I think it's mostly because I live in like a private, secluded, wooded area, and I do watch a lot of true crime. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Caroline, my dear friend, from one high functioning anxiety person to another, but this one over here is on meds. Not sure what your stance is over there. And also, I love true crime. This very well could just be a sweet elderly man that likes to take walks.
With a hockey mask on.
No, he's not wearing a hockey mask.
yeah, but I mean, I think it's not really said, but haven't you guys had thoughts before that there's somebody in your life that if you found out they had murdered somebody, you wouldn't be entirely shocked?
No.
Yes.
In your neighborhood?
in your life?
In my life.
Is there somebody in either your work life, an acquaintance, or somebody you know that had you found out somehow, some way that they killed a person, you'd be surprised but not shocked?
I can honestly say murder, yeah, I would be shocked.
I know some, but I wouldn't be too shocked.
I wouldn't be shocked. I think we might be thinking of the same person.
I think so, too.
Who are y'all hanging out with?
Surprised, not shocked.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Caroline, we did do the background check, so we will answer two questions for you. One right now. Caroline, I can tell you that roses really do smell like poo-poo. And secondly, we will answer in a couple of minutes, is the neighbor an axe murderer? Background check next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.